The Native Arts and Cultures Foundation supports the vision, creativity, and innovation of Native artists in a variety of disciplines. Chinupa Hanska-Luger was born on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation and grew up drawing, yet he describes himself not as an artist, but as a maker.
I like making things, regardless of what it is. I'll come up with a concept or an idea, and the more facets that I have to produce that idea, the better off I am. So I'm all over the place.
Chinupa explores his creativity through painting, sculpture, music, film, and anything else that offers him the opportunity to acquire greater artistic skills. He plans to use the money from his fellowship to fund a project that's already in progress called Everything Anywhere, made of ceramic, steel, and fibers.
So this piece is a large head, and it talks about kind of like matriarchy and this Mother Nature kind of form. And so it's this big disembodied head that sits in this room, and her hair is made out of all of these different fibers, and it rolls out across the room and around and kind of envelops you.
Everything Anywhere is scheduled for a future showing in Colorado Springs. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal member Teoxin Ghost Horse is a musician, radio host, and international speaker on peace, indigenous beliefs, and Mother Earth.
And often bring the urgency of climate change. And I speak not on behalf of anyone except my ideas about peace with Earth rather than peace on Earth, because I know from the elders here in South Dakota that there is no concept or word for domination.
In addition to Teoxin Ghost Horse and Chinupa Hanska-Luger, the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation has supported 180 artists and organizations since its fellowship was created. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.